Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 153 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Mercedes-Benz and how they unveiled one of the newest models of their upcoming electrical fleet, and it is called the EQA. Now, we've already talked about this way back earlier in this podcast. Mercedes-Benz is looking to take over the electric vehicle market by an absolute storm, I guess you would call it. They've got a whole fleet of vehicles coming out that are 100% electric. We already know about the EQC. Mercedes-Benz has very recently unveiled their next vehicle, the EQA, which is basically, from everything I'm seeing and I've read, the electric version of the GLA, Mercedes-Benz's smallest and most compact five-seater SUV. Now, looking at the pictures of this thing, it's pretty cool. I absolutely love the looks of it. It's got tons of technology in it, and honestly, it's pretty dang futuristic. So let's just go ahead and look at the details. So here's what we know. Of course, it's going to be 100% electric. It's going to use two electric motors, giving the total EQA a power output of 268 horsepower. 0 to 60 miles an hour is achieved in about 5 seconds. And of course, being an electric vehicle, it is going to be all-wheel drive. Now, on a full charge, the EQA has the capability of having 248 miles for a full charge. Now, if you look at the day-to-day person and their travels to work and whatnot, 248 miles is more than enough, realistically, to do anything you want to do. With today's fast charging capability, which we'll get to in just a moment for the EQA, even if you're going to drive, if you're going to take a trip somewhere and drive over 300 miles, with today's fast charging technology, you can get to 80% charge or 50% charge in 10, 20, 30 minutes. So realistically, what is 248 miles? It's perfect for what basically everyone's going to need. But speaking of fast charging, you can go from 0 to 62 miles of range. They're pretty particular about that 62 in as little as 10 minutes. So that's proving to point. Let's say you're going to take a 300-mile road trip, and you drive 248 miles, and then you got to recharge. In 10 minutes, you got 62 more miles to go, which will get you exactly where you're going. So it's perfect, again, especially with today's fast charging capabilities. Now, one of the coolest things about the EQA is actually the Mercedes Me Connect app, which for current Mercedes-Benz vehicles allows customers to remote start, lock, unlock, see all sorts of vehicle diagnostics, check your tire pressure, brake pads, fuel range, odometer reading, etc., so forth, whole bunch of stuff. But when the app updates and it comes out with basically the capability for electric cars, one of the coolest things is on your Mercedes Me Connect app, what you can do is predestine where you're going to charge up at and pay for your charging. So when you get to the charge station, not only will the Mercedes Me Connect app take you to the nearest one, but you can also prepay. So you just roll up to the nearest one you're already paid for and you plug it in charge. How cool is that? That's pretty nifty. Regarding the exterior, looking at the pictures, this thing is so futuristic. I absolutely love it. Personally, I think the EQA is more futuristic looking than the EQC. My favorite part is actually the headlights and the taillights. Mercedes-Benz has chosen, I want to make sure I say this properly, laser fibers for the headlights and taillights. I've never heard of such a thing. But supposedly, laser fibers are utterly perfect and they allow for something called homogeneous lighting. Now, I'd never heard of that before. So looking into it, homogeneous lighting, basically, if you're like me and you haven't heard of this before, it refers to having the same brightness in the area of vision for light 100% of the time. And laser fibers allow that to happen, and they won't dim, and they'll be consistent everywhere your lights shine. So basically, if you picture you're just in a backwoods area or a forest area of some sort, In a normal vehicle, of course, if you turn your high beams on, you can see a lot more, but there's certain areas that are going to be faded out and you won't be able to see as much. And then as a light bulb gets older and older for cars today, you might notice some dim spots. But for homogeneous lighting using laser fibers, you have 100% consistent vision everywhere the light shines. So it's not like the bottom left corner of your headlight is going to be kind of dim and then the middle is very bright. The same brightness is going to be consistent everywhere your headlight shines. And that's pretty incredible. And I'm guessing that's just what laser fiber technology allows you to use for like lights. It's amazing. I've never heard of anything like it before. I'm not shocked that Mercedes-Benz is deciding to use new technology in their vehicle, as they are one of the most innovative companies out there. But I think it's great. It's amazing. I kind of want to experience the laser fiber lights myself and see what this homogeneous lighting is all about. Now, this being an electric vehicle, of course, there's no grill. There's no need for one. And Mercedes-Benz took advantage of that, and is they're adding a black panel that they're calling is going to feature an LED matrix. Now, it flows throughout not just the grille, but the entire front end of the car itself. And basically what it is, this black panel that they're calling an LED matrix, it changes its appearance and the colors on the front grille of the car based on the driving mode that person is in. So I happen to own a couple of Mercedes myself, so I know the Eco mode is green. Comfort mode is blue, sport mode is yellow, sport plus is red, and then a race mode is like a darker red with like a checker flag. So depending if they're going to use those same color options, the front of your EQA can be yellow, yellowish gold, blue, green, red. That's pretty cool, actually. And this whole car to me, not trying to sound biased at all, I promise you guys, because if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a huge Mercedes-Benz fan. But every vehicle they come out with is innovative in some way. It's changing something, whether it's the looks, the performance, the design, the fuel range, the electric, just everything they do is innovative somehow. And they clearly show that with the EQA, which they previously showed that with the EQC. So in Mercedes-Benz's hashtag switch to EQ movement, of course, I'm 100% on board, but I'm 100% blown away too. So let me know what you guys think of the Mercedes-Benz EQA that was recently unveiled and all its futuristic looks and capabilities and everything it does. But that's all we have for episode number 153. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, as usual, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching already. And once you get to the channel, just browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button if you don't mind. Leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. I'm an open book, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel, www.tog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 154. Very exciting, talking about the company Factory 5 Racing, whom you probably haven't heard of before, and their newest supercar, the F9R. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.